You are Locked On Clemson, your daily podcast on the Clemson Tigers. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
What's up, Clemson Nation, and welcome into the Locked On Clemson Podcast. I'm your host, Ellis Tolbert. Happy Wednesday. Hopefully you all are having a great day so far. Missed a couple of days, but I've been dealing with some wisdom teeth issues, and if you've ever had those, then you know exactly where I'm coming from. Been down and out, but we're back at it. We've got a great show for you coming up. We're going to be doing the official recap of the 2020 football season for the Clemson Tigers. Of course, we know the season's over now. It's completely done. Culminated in a blowout national championship win for the Crimson Tide. Very impressive, might I say. I think everybody kind of expected that. But hey, we're going to get into it. I'm going to give you my thoughts on the Clemson football season, where they go from here, and I'm going to do it with the most honest take if possible. And I can't wait to get into it. Please subscribe to the Locked On Clemson podcast. You can get that wherever you find your podcast for free. That way you can get the episodes as they drop. Please rate and review the show. We'll love to get this thing built up and going. We want that Clemson community. We got a lot of work to do. Let's get into it. Clemson recap 2020. Let's go. All right. So again, the Crimson Tide blew Ohio State out of the water in this game. Looked like it was going to be a pretty good game for the first few drives, and then what happened to Clemson happened to Ohio State. After you get out there and you're really putting points on the board, you just kind of stall out, and you really have to have an effective offense, a very consistent offense to be able to hang with Alabama, specifically this season. Hats off to Nick Saban and the Crimson Tide team. They really did some things that, earlier in the year, maybe you didn't really think that Alabama had the best team. You saw their defense give up a lot of points and a lot of yards to a team like Ole Miss, and then that kind of goes to show you that teams get better as the year progresses. So again, hats off to Nick Saban and the Crimson Tide. He's now got 7 national championships at that school. The guy's a monster, and hey, it is what it is. It's all business for him. You know, he's got a lot of great players, and Devontae Smith, the guy is unstoppable. So there is no doubt in my mind he deserved the Heisman. Trevor Lawrence should have won it and could have won it had he played the 2 games that he missed, but I digress. We move on from that. But let's talk about the season for the Clemson Tigers and some things that I saw, some things that I think about, some things that I worry about for next season and beyond, but some things that I'm really surprised and really hopeful for and beyond too. So let's go ahead and get into it. The season was kind of, I don't want to say disappointing. I think we all had to temper our expectations considering the COVID year. COVID really made an impact on this season from all aspects for every team out there in college football. Most teams didn't get a chance to work in spring, so you didn't know what you had with your young talent. A lot of teams didn't have the opportunity to go out there and have a fall or summer, so it's kind of one of those things where you just had to come together and figure out what you had. Of course, a lot of different schools had different start dates. You know, the SEC didn't start when the ACC started. The Big Ten didn't start until October, and Pac-12 didn't start till later than that. You know, it's just one of those things where it was kind of a jumbled season, but everyone showed resolve. They made it come together. They figured it out. In Clemson's case, there's a lot of places that they really, really needed this spring, and it was very evident. A lot of that came from the offensive line. We've been harping about this all season because it's really a big deal. And I'm going to go out there and I'm going to put it on the limb that if Clemson doesn't get this offensive line situation shored up, they are going to see some similar outcomes in the postseason going forward. And I really don't like that, but we'll talk about why I think that a little bit later. Clemson really did have a great season, though. You have to think about going up to South Bend. You're going up there with a true freshman quarterback. You're depleted on defense. And during the game, you're losing players left and right as well. They did a really good job with what they had. We saw glimpses of greatness with a guy like DJ Uiagalelei, who is going to be the starting quarterback for the Tigers in 2021. Super excited about that. But it really showed that we didn't have the depth that we've usually had for Clemson, especially on the championship run teams. Didn't necessarily have that talent this season. Go forward. You look at redeeming yourself in the ACC championship to win yet another ACC championship that makes 6 consecutively, and everything is well. Everything is fine and dandy. But going after that, it really just looked like Clemson was not prepared to be able to play a team like Ohio State. There are some things that caught me off guard when we were looking at Ohio State, kind of like the fact that you're looking at a guy like Justin Fields coming in and really having his way with this defense. Now, I understand Justin Fields, elite quarterback. He's going to be a high draft pick this year for the NFL. But the game plan that they've had has been the game plan for every team that's beaten Clemson or really made it close in the last few years, and that's just use tempo. You didn't have an opportunity to be able to call a play in. Brent Venables likes to turn to the sidelines, get his guys, get the play in, and then figure things out. Clemson doesn't really have a base defense. Of course, we do. Every team has one, 4-3, but Clemson does not really operate out of this base defense. They like to make things move and shift. Brent Venables is one of the best at getting exotic calls in after you've already gotten out there. But we've seen this happen. It's kind of an issue. Do I think that this is something that will hurt Clemson in the future? Maybe not. We've seen Clemson win national championships when teams do this to them in the past. It's not that big of a deal. Now, giving up 600-plus yards, the second most amount of yards since Florida State in 2012, is kind of concerning. You don't ever want to give up that many yards to a team. I do think that Clemson's able to overcome this. It's one of those things now where offense is kind of what you need to win championships. We've heard this a lot. We've seen it in action for the last two seasons. Offense is kind of your best defense now. You can't really rely on championship defense. I'm doing my quote fingers right now because teams have figured out a way to beat pretty much any defense out there, including Brent Venables. I'm not saying it's taken his value down, but I am saying that you really got to score points. You got to score points consistently. Not saying that this Clemson offense couldn't do that and they weren't elite. There are just some things that they haven't gotten better at over the last 3 years. They've just kind of been status quo at it. Even with the best quarterback in college football history, even with the best running back in the ACC history, in Clemson history, you still couldn't get it done on championship level. And we'll talk more about that in the next segment. Before I do that, though, let me tell you about my friends over at Built Bar. Built Bar is the best tasting protein bar ever. Seriously, they have improved the Built Bar flavor. It's even more delicious now. It's got 18 amazing flavors, including nut and non-nut flavors. These bars are soft and easy to chew. They're delicious. They're covered in 100% chocolate. So if you're a chocolate fiend, you're going to love this. Built Bar is great for the health conscious guy as well, or gal, whatever. You know, I know that you're out there working out. You're probably doing push-ups right now as you listen to it. It's going to help you lose or maintain the weight while indulging in a delicious treat. These bars are low calorie, low sugar, high protein, and high fiber. Great for the keto diet. It's going to make you feel so good, and it's going to taste delicious at the same time. With this offer, you'll get a free cooler with purchase while supplies last. So make sure to scoop that up. Go to builtbar.com. Use promo code LOCKEDON. You'll get 20% off of your next order. Again, use the promo code LOCKEDON for 20% off at Built Bar. Go do it. 2020 is mercifully over. Man, it's felt like forever. But it's time for a fresh start and to get a few more wins. So if you're betting this year and want more wins, listen to Locked On Bets with your boy Q and Lee Sterling of Paramount Sports. They're picking college basketball, football, and NBA locks all winter long. And they're accurate, too. Subscribe to the Locked On Bets podcast wherever you get your podcasts. We're all in here at Locked On Clemson. Thanks for sticking with us. We're going to be talking more about the recap of the 2020 season for the Clemson football team. You know, again, I don't want to complain too much. You end up going 10-2. That's not bad. That's really not bad. 10-1 before the playoffs and losing to a team that eventually got to the national championship and got blown out kind of hits a little hard. But I'm going to be honest with you. I'm going to be very frank. I don't think Clemson has much more of a difference in the outcome against Alabama this season. I saw some of the same things that Clemson dealt with throughout this season. Ohio State dealt with it in that game. Just could not stop that offense when they got going. Didn't really use the middle of the field a lot for Ohio State. The running game was really good early on. And I was surprised at how well they did, especially with Trey Sermon going down early. But then after that, it just kind of fell in on them. I don't even know how to explain it, but I really don't think Clemson would have had a better outcome against Alabama. And specifically, let's talk about matchups. Devontae Smith, again, like I said earlier today, is unstoppable. He's been unstoppable for the last few years. We just don't really pay much attention to it because we've seen guys like Jerry Jeudy, we've seen guys like Henry Ruggs be on the same team with him. Those guys are two NFL wide receiver starters right now, but you look at a guy like Devontae Smith. He has been winning matchups every day. Let me find a cornerback on the Clemson football team right now that could stick with him the entire game. I can't find one. And I'm not ragging on my team. This is a Clemson football podcast. But truth needs to be spoken where it's at. I don't know that anyone can specifically guard him. You're talking about Ohio State tried to do everything. They tried to put Sean Wade on him. That didn't work out. They tried to put the safeties on him. That didn't work out. Oh, poor Tough Borland could not keep up with him on a simple bang eight. That didn't work out. Even if you double team this guy, he found a way. So that's one guy that you got to worry about. Clemson also would have had to worry about a guy like Jaylen Waddle coming back. Now, Jaylen Waddle didn't have a very big impact in this game, but he was there, and you did have to think about him. And they had some other guys that really stepped up as well. Miller Forstall played well. And then when you really think about it, Najee Harris was unstoppable as well. So does Clemson have a similar outcome to Ohio State against Alabama? Yes, in my opinion. Does that mean that Clemson is a bad team? No. Does Clemson losing to Ohio State this season mean Clemson was a bad team? Not at all. It just means that Clemson was not as elite as we thought. And this is kind of what we fall into when we think about the ACC. We've gone through the ACC like water, and I talked about it in the last segment. We've won six consecutive ACC championships, just a couple of losses, right? But I don't really think the ACC has done a good enough job of preparing Clemson for postseason play, and this is something that people have talked about a lot. This is why they always rag on the ACC. It's not that the ACC is bad and Clemson's included. It's that Clemson's really good and the ACC is not. This is why you see people give Clemson a lot of, you know, crap for beating up on teams like that. We've seen they are 0-5 in the playoffs in the postseason this season. You know, Notre Dame got blown out as a member of the ACC. Clemson gets blown out as a member of the ACC. North Carolina loses by multiple scores. A lot of the teams lost, pretty much all of the teams lost that was in postseason play for the ACC, and it really doesn't look that good. Do I think that that is going to affect Clemson every year? No. Some years you just have a better team than everybody. This is the 2018 season. It didn't matter who they lost to or what happened. Of course, they didn't lose to anybody in 2018, but you're just not going to get enough production when you don't have that uber elite team like they had in 2018. There's a lot of things that if we want to compare and contrast to that team, the offensive line play much better in 2018. The defensive line was the best ever in Clemson, maybe teetering one of the best defensive lines in college football, definitely top 10 in history. And then you also had a really solid linebacker core. You know, you had two eventual first round in NFL cornerbacks. You ended up having some safeties leave and be drafted into the NFL. Remember, Tanner Muse and Kayvon Wallace were both drafted. So it's one of those deals where that Clemson defense was elite. And then the offense was really good, too. You had Trevor Lawrence coming into his own. No one had film on him. He was still one of the best quarterbacks ever. Did his thing. You had Justin Ross, T. Higgins, two guys that will be NFL big timers. We're still waiting to see what happens with Justin Ross as far as his eligibility and health. We want to make sure he's healthy before anything else. We don't even want to talk about him coming back. We just want to make sure the kid's going to have an opportunity to even play. But then you're going to have a lot of those guys. And remember, Justin Ross was kind of new at that moment. He didn't. You go back to 2018 playing against Texas A&M, Justin Ross wasn't even a factor. We didn't know who the kid was. He blossomed later in the year. And then Travis Etienne also was a factor going forward. Now, I just question what Clemson's doing as far as have you progressed? We've seen them be undefeated. We've seen them, you know, or have one loss, and it's kind of like whatever. Last season, you know, you go on through and you only lose to LSU. That's great. But the way you're losing in postseason right now makes me feel like there is no progression at the end. What is Clemson doing at the end of the year to be able to get themselves in position to even compete again? You go up against Ohio State team last year that I'm not taking any credit away from that team. They had a lot of stalwarts too. Chase Young, Jeffrey Okuda, Sean Wade when he was actually good. No offense to Ohio State fans, but you know, that team had a lot of great players and Clemson had to claw through. Of course, there was a lot of controversy too. A lot of people think that Clemson was given that game by the refs. So you made it pass though. But when you get to LSU, the wheels fall off and you just get blown out at the end. I understand that. Then you go to this season where you don't even make it past the first round. You get blown out in the first round. So again, I'm not saying the sky is falling. Folks, I am not saying that whatsoever. I am saying Clemson has to do some things because teams have caught up to them now. It's no longer, oh, Clemson, Alabama every year. Clemson's going to have to keep fighting to get to that point. Remember, Alabama had to keep fighting too. They got blown out by us in 2018, didn't make it in 2019, and they're back in action in 2020. So what's happening for Clemson? Is Clemson's year next year? Who knows? We're going to be coming in with a lot of unknowns. We'll talk about that more in the next segment. Before I do that, though, let me tell you about my friends over at betonline.ag. Betonline.ag is a savior for you. If you love football, they're going to help you. They helped everybody with the bowl season. Of course, a lot of big wins in that one. You had some big matchups, a lot of things going one way or the other. Alabama, Ohio State, I wonder where the money went on that one. Geez. And then the NFL regular season is finishing up too. Playoffs are already here. I bet no one thought that the Browns were going to blow out the Steelers, but maybe Juju had something to do with that. But there's only one place that has you covered and one place that we trust, betonline.ag. Sign up today for a free account at betonline.ag. Use the promo code LOCKEDON for your 50% welcome bonus. There's still a lot of games out there that you can bet on, and don't sit on the sidelines anymore. Get in on the action. Don't forget to use that promo code LOCKEDON to receive a 50% welcome bonus with your first deposit. BetOnline, your online sportsbook experts. NFL analyst Brian Peacock and former NFL scout Matt Williamson host Locked On's Peacock and Williamson podcast every Monday through Friday. Brian and Matt give you the national perspective all around the NFL, covering all the latest news and insight on every game, team, and move around the NFL. These guys are going to get you locked in. Get your picks, previews, and much more every weekday with a Peacock and Williamson podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network. Subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. All right, final segment of the Locked On Clemson podcast is here. Thanks for sticking with us. My final thoughts on the 2020 football season for this Clemson football team. And then I'm going to close the book on it. Rearview mentality on to 2021. Never talking about this one again unless it applies. But we got to do it. We got to go ahead and close it out. One, Clemson has to work on this offensive line. It's a glaring issue. We all have been chirping about it. You've got some people up in SO heaven saying, you know, there's nothing wrong with this Clemson offensive line. They are fine. They are talented. And then you have people down in the pits saying, oh, this is the worst team ever. They lost two games and they're not even that good. We got blown out, blah, blah, blah. That's not true either. It's somewhere in the middle. This team absolutely relies on its trenches. They have to win the games in the trenches. If you're getting pushed off of the ball on the defensive line, you're not going to win football games. If people are moving your line of scrimmage backwards on offense, then you're not going to win the game. I don't know very many teams who can get blown off the ball on both sides of the ball in games and win. That's just a fact. Clemson has to work on this. And I know a lot of people hear coach speak. The coaches will literally never say that something is wrong with their team. They will not do that. They will say, yeah, we got some issues here, but we're working on it and things are getting better. They're never going to say that, but they have to work on it. You had upperclassmen who looked like they regressed this season. You had underclassmen who just didn't look like they were ready outside of a few. And those guys, I think, should get some chances to possibly, you know, get in that starting lineup next year. Mason Trotter, Walker Parks, those guys should have a chance. Jordan McFadden was probably the best offensive lineman this season for Clemson. And that's surprising. I don't know what's going to happen with Cade Stewart. I don't know what happened with Matt Bockhorst. We know that Jackson Carman's going to leave, but we really got to get this offensive line shored up. It's going to be critical in spring to get this ready if they want to compete in postseason. This is why they're getting their butts handed to them, like I said, in postseason play. So really got to work on that. Two, your wide receivers are going to be fine. Look, what they did with Cornell Powell and Amari Rodgers and EJ and Brandon Spector this season was remarkable. Nothing short of amazing. Tyler Grisham did a great job considering he did not have his top three receivers. You're going to have those guys next season. Hopefully everything will happen just as it should for Justin Ross. Keeping my fingers crossed and prayers up for that kid. If he's out there, he's going to have a shot to be a Heisman. We already saw it happen with Devontae Smith. Maybe that we can possibly do that with a guy like DJ throwing it to Justin Ross. And then you're also going to have Ladson and Ngata back. On top of that, you're going to bring in some really good young talent and both Collins boys, Dakari and Bo. You're going to have Troy Stilato, Will Taylor, if he gets out there at receiver. I don't know what's going to happen, but you're still going to have Brandon Spector and EJ Williams, who really stepped up in the end. I'm excited about that receiver room. So I think you'll be fine. I think this season really showed that we will be fine no matter who's out there playing receiver for us. Moving on to tight end. I absolutely think Clemson needs to get the tight ends more involved, even more involved in the game plan going forward. You got to figure out ways to get these guys involved. You've got Braydon Galloway, who's arguably one of the best tight ends in the country. Davis Allen, who really showed out, and in my opinion, actually might be better than Braydon Galloway. He's got all of the blocking skills and pass catching skills. He really showed up big for us this year. But you're going to be bringing in guys like Sage Ennis, who's already there, had a, you know, took some time off, be in, you know, the power hour. He's going to get bigger, stronger, faster. Excited about him. And then you're bringing in the number one tight end in high school in Jake Brenningstuhl, who's been compared to Travis Kelce in the NFL. He's 6'6", 230 pounds. He can play that wide out position or be a tight end. You've got to use these guys. When you're using your tight ends, Clemson's pretty much unstoppable. So you got to do it. I want to see more out of that. Then also kind of making Clemson be more balanced. You just got to run the ball. You got to pass the ball. I want to see more running next season with a guy like Lynjay Dixon, Ches Malusi, and then Will Shipley and Phil Maffa. We're already getting Darian Rencher back, so he's going to help teach these younger guys what to do and catch, maybe run the ball and catch the ball a little more than he has in the past, because now you're a sixth-year guy, so let's get after it, Darian Rencher. Excited about that. On the defensive side of the ball, I want to see the ends get better. More progressions for the ends. Xavier Thomas, KJ Henry, you guys were supposed to be the best defensive ends in college football coming out. You're supposed to be the heir apparents and the replacements for Cleveland Farrell and Austin Bryant. Haven't seen that so far. I know a lot of things have happened here and there. You had the COVID thing with XT. You had KJ kind of getting hurt and just not being where he needs to be. And then the guys behind them also, Justin Foster, didn't really get to play this year because of COVID. He's got to be ready next season, or I don't know what's going to go on with that. You Justin Mascall. You got these younger guys who are stepping up. Greg Williams was a project, but he looked pretty good when he was out there. Reagan Upshaw, in my opinion, not clowning the kid, but he needs to be a linebacker. 5'11", 240 pounds. You're not quite defensive end on D1 level, Clemson level yet. I think he's talented, but he would be better suited to be a Mike linebacker or something. I don't know. The linebackers really did well this season. Excited what I saw out of those guys, even with the absence of guys like Jamie Skalski and Mike Jones for that little skid. Now, not having Jamie Skalski through that skid was a little rough. Jake Venables doesn't quite have command of the defense yet. I imagine in his, third season now, he will absolutely have control. Plus, you don't have to worry about that very much because Jamie Skalski is back. Mike Jones really stepped up in that Sam spot, and Baylen Specter, we've already known, was a missile. He's going to be active for the Clemson defense. The linebackers are fine. Plus, you saw the younger guys like Kane Patterson, Keith McGuire step up, Vontae Bentley, who I think should get some more looks as a starting linebacker in the future. This guy is going to be really great for Clemson. They are fine at the linebacker spot. Defensive tackle is another spot that Clemson's really good at. There's a lot of good rotation, even losing Niles Pinckney and Jordan Williams. Jordan Williams, of course, transferring to Virginia Tech, and Pinckney transferring to Minnesota. You're still going to be able to replace those guys with the starters. Brian Brzee was a starter anyway, and so was Tyler Davis. And then you bring in even more talent and even more size in that spot. DeMonte Capehart and Trey Williams will be great. And you're also bringing in Peyton Page, who, again, I've mentioned as the next Dexter Lawrence. Super excited about that. The one thing that I have issues defensively is the secondary. I don't know what got into Darian Kendrick's head this year. He was not all there. He missed a couple of games for being in the Love Shack. And then also when he was out there, just didn't do well. Of course, he was a first-team All-ACC cornerback, so maybe that tells you something about the ACC this season, but he's got to get back on track and get back to where he needs to. I think they need to figure out what's going to go on that field side with Andrew Booth. Are you going to have him as a starter, or is he going to forever be in a rotation with guys like Sheridan Jones and Malcolm Green? You got to figure it out. The kid's going to be a starter or not. We never saw that much rotation with A.J. Terrell and a guy like Trayvon Mullen. They got to figure that out. And then the safeties, you're going to get Nolan up back. I'm pretty sure you're getting Nolan back. And then Landon Zanders. Not quite impressive season out of Landon Zanders, but I understand he is playing something as a starter. It's much different when you're coming in and getting late reps as to being the starter. And Nolan's really got to get better with communicating with these guys and getting them right in place. He's never going to be the most athletic, the most hard-hitting, the most softest hands safety in college football. He's never going to be that guy. But what he brings to the table is experience, and he brings to communication with the rest of those guys. If they can get the secondary done, as well as the offensive line and the defensive ends, I really think Clemson has a chance to get back to national championship state team. Right now, I just don't think they were there, but that's okay. You're not going to do it every single season. Outside of that, you know, you're going to be consistent with special teams. You're going to have BT Potter back at punter. I imagine you're going to have Aiden Swanson in the second season as a full-time starter now. And then you're really going to be able to work with that. So I'm fine with the special teams. I don't know who's going to get the first crack at punt return. Now that Amari's gone, I would imagine probably someone. I don't know. I have no idea. Maybe Will Shipley can come in, true freshman, to do that. It's going to be an interesting season. If Clemson gets these things worked out in spring, through summer and fall, then we might see another great Clemson football team. With that said, we've come to the end of the show. Thanks for sticking with us. This show has been great. I'm ready to put this season to bed and go forward for 2021. If you'll do us a favor, please subscribe to the Locked On Clemson podcast. You can find that wherever you find the podcast for free. That way you get the episodes as they drop, when they drop. Please rate and review it. And if you want to follow me on Twitter, my Twitter username is at Ellis Tolbert, ELLISTOLBERT. We'd love to have more conversation with you. We got a good show for you coming up tomorrow, too. We're going to talk more Clemson basketball. Getting excited about that. This team is now ranked number 12 in the country. That's a big leap from where they've been in past seasons. So excited about that. We'll talk more about that tomorrow. And as always, it's great to be a Clemson Tiger. I'll catch you tomorrow right here on the Locked On Clemson podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network.